Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WIP afternoon show. The music certainly has changed.
The music like, certainly has
I didn't
changed.
Tell anyone to do anything. Yeah.
I'm going through a Limp Bizkit phase.
Sixth grade Elliot loved us. They're terrible.
I can't figure out not why they're terrible. Popular.
Not
this
terrible.
This was Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Yeah.
Huh? That's the name of the album.
Yep.
Yeah.
That whole name?
Yeah, Chocolate whole Starfish thing, yeah. And the hot dog flavored water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ike Reese sounds over there. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz, who doesn't have any music taste. He's a country guy, as well as Elliot Shore Parks. And joining us, it is his honor to join us for the offensive lineman version of the YouTube Big Board, one Ross Tucker. You ready to learn about offensive line play and drafting, Ross?
You know what, Spike? As soon as I saw that you had Spencer Rattler number one on your quarterback YouTube board, I was looking forward to this. I was glad when Jack Fritz reached out.
Yeah, I am pretty psyched to do this with you, so thank you. And I believe in Spencer Rattler, and you're all going to be apologizing to me in two or three years. So quick question before we get to this is, and I love to ask draft people this, because I do think, I'm curious about groupthink with big boards. If everybody who does big boards, every website who does big boards, you, whoever does big boards, did not have access to everybody else's big board, they weren't able to see how anyone else was ranked, how much different do you think people's rankings would be?
Significantly. Yeah, I think it's a lack of confidence or an insecurity, because if you looked at actual NFL teams' big boards, they're very different from each other. Now, part of that is because schemes are different, needs are different, but there's still not nearly the consensus that people think there is. What I think happens is somebody might not like a guy that much, but they see these other people do, and they don't want to be the guy that has a guy 110th, but he goes in the first round.
Right.
Or vice versa, right? They don't have a guy eighth that doesn't go until the third round. So I think whether it's – you know what I always think about that too, Spike, is what do you know about the guy before you're watching him, right? Like, you couldn't help but when you started to evaluate Drake May and Caleb Williams, for example, you had been hearing for a year that they were the top two guys. So it's like anything else in life, it frames your subjective viewpoint. Not to get too deep on you guys here, but – when you're watching something and you already have an outside opinion based on other things you've heard, it's why, like, when they have a jury, they're like, you know, O.J. Simpson trial, do you like football? I mean, they try to ask anything they possibly can to try to get people to be as objective as possible. It's why I have a guy like Emory Hunt on the College Draft podcast. He doesn't care, Spike. He's like you. He'll just say, he'll watch the guys, he'll say what he thinks. He doesn't care what everybody else thinks.
Yes, that's why I'm so good at this, Ross. So are you ready for my top three offensive linemen in the YouTube big board?
I am. I would love to hear first your qualifications for evaluating offensive
linemen. There is none.
Linemen.
I'm a football guy.
Okay. With the is that part of the Ricky Sanchez podcast or whatever?
Well, I've been YouTube scouting and college basketball players for the NBA for years. It's worked out pretty good. It's
all actually right, so okay, now tell me, do you just find like a 3-minute highlight clip, or do you watch a game or two? What do you do?
A game or two. You don't need to watch a game or two.
He's not watching an entire game. No.
You know what's funny about that? Actually, there's differing schools of thought. I talk to college recruiters and college coaches a lot. There are some that they are adamant that you watch a full game because you want to see the best stuff the guy does, the worst stuff, everything in between. There are others who are like, listen, we're evaluating high school prospects. We want to see their best 2 minutes. Is he really big? Is he really fast? Like, just send me his best stuff, and I want to go off of that. I don't care if he has some bad plays. I don't care if he's lazy. I'm looking for physical traits. So there is some value to your highlight video YouTube scouting, Spike.
I love to give people my best 2 minutes, Ross. That is what I'm defined as.
Yep.
All right, Jack, hit the intro.
Sam Hinkie could run the draft for the Eagles and they would be fine.
It's Spike.
Maybe even better off.
Versus the Scouts.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
The Spike Eskin YouTube Big Board.
I watched a lot of YouTube.
Thank you to Ross Tucker for joining us for the Big Board. It is offensive lineman today. Number three, I have J.C. Latham from Alabama. The thing I like about him is I don't like when offensive linemen are too fat up top, but J.C. Latham has a giant butt and big, strong legs. Looks like he holds his pass blocks for a while. Whoa. And what? You have a problem with that?
No.
Okay. All right.
Tell me more about his ass.
Well, it's it. Look, that's a position you want a big, giant. Like Cal Lowry, you're just glad you have a big, giant ass.
It's an eye for talent right here.
Yes. He moves around pretty good. Also wears 65, which is a good number, I feel like. So number three, J.C. Latham, Alabama.
Am I commenting now?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Number one, I didn't know we were allowed to say ASS on the radio.
Well.
Oh, Spike gets away with that.
Yeah, I'm grandfathered in.
I said bitch like seven times.
I was
going to
say, I didn't know you could say that.
Yeah. That's a new one. My college number and my number with the Buffalo Bills was 65.
There you go.
So I love. Did you do that on purpose, Spike, to kiss up to me or no?
No, I didn't know that
at
all.
You had no idea.
Yep.
So I'll tell you what we said earlier, we all have our certain biases, right? I really like guys that are trying to physically punish people, right? I didn't think playing offensive line was fun. Like, you just block something, that's not fun. Grabbing a linebacker like Ike, throwing them to the ground, and then smashing on top of them and trying to spear them, put your elbow right in their neck, that's what's fun. J.C. Latham has positional versatility, could be guard, could be tackle, which I love. Huge. Now, there's some concerns a little bit about when they do stunts or twists and how he picks things up. He's only 21 years old. I'm a fan of his, and I would not be shocked if he becomes a Philadelphia Eagle, by the way.
Trust me. To make the YouTube big board go on forever, all the Eagles need to do is pick one of these guys. All right. Number two, out of Washington, Roger Rosengarten. First of all, awesome offensive line name. Roger Rosengarten is an offensive lineman name. It's the kind of name where you last 18 years in the NFL, end up in the Hall of Fame. Also, because of Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson, I love offensive linemen who look like good athletes, and he looks like a good athlete. He's fast. He doesn't look super strong, but he moves his feet well, and he stays in front of his guy when he's pass blocking. Number two, Roger Rosengarten.
So, Spike, how many guys did you watch if you're all the way down the list to Rosengarten?
I watched 30-some guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
This morning?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And you walked 7 miles?
Yes. Dude, that's why I said I got up before 5 a.m. today to do this stuff because I had to walk for the Phillies. I had to do this. Yeah.
So, Rosengarten is actually rising on people's boards. He is very athletic, and he ran a really good 40 time, which is what people like about him. There's a thought that if he had gone back to school, because of his ability, he could have been a first-round pick next year. There are some that think there's a chance he gets in at the end of the first round this year. I tend to doubt that. My biggest issue with this eval, Spike, is the other tackle at Washington is clearly better than him. Now, maybe you have him number one. I don't want to steal your thunder. But the other one, Troy Fatanu, I absolutely love. I would cry tears of joy if the Eagles got him. Crazy athletic. He's looking to put people down as well. It's hard to watch Washington's offensive line and pick Rosengarten over Fatanu, but apparently, Spike, you found a way to do it.
Yep, not that hard for me, honestly. All right, Ross Tucker grading my offensive line picks for the YouTube Big Board. Number one, Amarius Mims out of Georgia. He is a monster. I don't know how big he is, but he looks like he's about 7 feet tall and 350 pounds. Reminds me of when I first saw, what's his name, at USC when I was a freshman, Tony Boselli, in person. He actually sort of moves like a defensive end, like an edge rusher. He flattens people on run blocks. He's like pulling. I was watching a bunch of highlights where he's fast enough to pull, too. On pass blocking, it looks like he's dealing with little kids and not fat at all. Love giant offensive linemen who aren't fat. Number one, Amarius Mims.
So he is 6'8". 340 pounds. His arms are over 36 inches long, which is crazy. Trust me, if you're not familiar with arm length. His hands are more than 11 inches from thumb to pinky. He is an absolute monster. He's the type of guy that the Eagles like to take a shot on because of those physical tools. You look at the success they've had with offensive linemen recently. They're all freak shows. Like Lane Johnson, you go back to the combine, total freak show. Kelsey, people don't like – Kelsey's a ridiculous athlete. Played college linebacker at Cincinnati for a couple years. And then Mailata, we've all seen the rugby videos of Mailata. Mims is kind of in that category. And what I like about this pick, Spike, he's only started 8 games, so you didn't – there wasn't much of a highlight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A video for you to have to watch. He's inexperienced. He's gotten injured. But I'll say this. He definitely has the most potential and upside of any offensive tackle in this draft. In other words, 5 years from now, there's a possibility if he goes to the right place, gets with the right coach, that he's the guy that's the Pro Bowler or the All-Pro. This would be the Sam Hinkie pick, I think, Spike. I think this is where you're going.
See, I like the toolsy guys. And you know what? Not playing games, not a big deal. I remember when I was doing YouTube big board scouting, and I picked out Darius Garland, and I said I couldn't find that many highlights of him. And Mike, my podcast partner, because he only played 5 games. That's why you couldn't find any highlights of him. So that's fine. So My YouTube big board, number three, J.C. Latham. Number two, Roger Rosengarten. Number one, Amarius Mims. I saw that Joe Alt is listed number one everywhere. First of all, don't trust anybody from Notre Dame. Second of all, I bet the guy didn't look that good with his shirt off, and I want my football players to look good with their shirt off.
I like that analysis. He also looks like he's 15 years old.
Don't like that either.
Joe Alt. I mean, it's unbelievable that he's that big. So my issue with him is he's very smooth. He's going to be a good pro for a long time. I just don't like offensive linemen that aren't trying to hurt people. Mm. Like, that's the fun of it. Like, that's the joy that you get. That's what I miss every single day of my life, being able to – I'm not saying injure. I'm not saying, you know, anything like that, but try to physically hurt and punch them. It's like when Ike was playing linebacker, mm-hmm. he wanted to hit people as hard as he could. Mm-hmm. I don't get that from Alt. When I watch him at left tackle, I don't get – it's like, dude, you're 6'9", 320. Can you please just go kill that guy and not just kind of – patty cake block him. I just think Alt could be a little bit more physical. That's my Alt thoughts.
Yeah. Well, here's my linebacker thought when going up against you, Ross. I mean, you would have never been able to get your hands on me because I'm smart enough to know that I can't win that battle going mano a mano. So you know me, I got to slip the block, get under there and make the tackle. Get around.
You know what, Ike? You got to take me on every once in a while.
You're right.
Just so I know that you'll do it. Like, that was the thing going against, like, Trotter, right, is, like, he would just come and try to run over your face.
Yeah.
And so in the times where he didn't, you would whiff because you're, like, bracing for him to try to run you over. It's interesting, by the way. I don't know how much you've watched, like, but his son's, like, a very different player.
Oh, yeah.
Than he was. I mean, I remember Trotter. He was 265, and if you liked big butts, Spike, Trotter would – I mean, his whole lower body looked like a D-tackle. He had no business playing linebacker. It was crazy.
Mm. Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Wow.
Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker, also the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I appreciate you playing along with this. We will see how my board works out over the years, but I appreciate you humoring us.
Of course. I love it. I'll be curious to hear some of the other positions. Thank you guys for having me. I'll be on with the morning guys at 7:30.
All right. Thanks, Ross.
Brother. Appreciate it.
See you guys. Bye.
See, I got pretty good grades from Ross.
I was impressed by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you pulled out Rosengarten, I knew you would really watch your guys.
Yes, I do. I watched the guys. I told Jack I had to get up early to do that today. I've never done so many different positions.
Well, I think the thing is, when you like watching football tape, it's easy to get up early.
Which is why I'm that guy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Wasted draft pick.
Wasted draft pick what?
Well, if they take an old lineman.
Oh.
Just saying.
Wow.
So if they take an offensive tackle, I agree with you. Mm. If they take a player that can play offensive guard, it's the best pick they could make. Mm. You can't take a strictly tackle guy. That's why the guy to Washington, the guy to Oregon State, J.C. Latham can play both positions. Like, I like Mims too, but Mims to me is kind of like Tyler Guyton in the way that they're both premium athletes. They could be the best player at their position in the draft. But the Eagles can't afford to take a guy that's going to sit for a year or 2 years. It's a wasted pick.
Yeah, they're not ready to play yet.
You need someone that week one, snap one can be a starter. That's what a first round pick should be. Week one start, week one, snap one on the field. And that's a guard. So I wouldn't take a tackle, but if they take a guard, I think it's a good pick.
Yes.
Yeah, would not take a guard.
No balls.
I'm a guard guy too. I'm a guardsman.
This too about Rosengarten versus the guard out of Washington. Positional value, I think you're right on having him higher.
On Rosengarten?
Yeah. I mean,
for the Eagles.
Just in general. Because if he becomes I think he has better tackle prospects than Fuaga.
You're saying too many different
things. No, I know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. We've been talking about the Sixers' painful loss last night. It is amazing. I think at some point this summer, we're going to have to chronicle the maybe 7 or 8 most painful losses of the process era. Last night will stick with us forever. There's the ref questions, and then there's the questions about the rest of this series. I do believe they can and will win this series. I believe they've been there. I believe that they have the best players in the series. And being down 0-2 is not optimal. But Joel Embiid has done what we haven't seen him do before, which is when things aren't optimal, pull through and struggle. And Tyrese Maxey has done, he hasn't been perfect, but he's done everything we've asked for as a 2 to Embiid. He's shown up in the fourth quarter. He's hit big shots. He's one timeout short of being a true hero.
Yeah, he is. Agreed.
Yeah.
Got robbed.
215-592-9494.
It's true. The whole show is completely different today if they call the game correctly.
Or if they call a timeout.
They did. Wow. They weren't
granted the timeout.
They did call a timeout.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Scott in Newtown. You're on WIP.
Oh, man. What's going on, guys? Last time, Spike, I called you, I like literally brought your rules up to look at them. This time, I don't even care about your rules. Like, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about the draft or the freaking Sixers. But, Elliot, you are just, honest to God, I think for the last 5 years, you've been in the locker room with the Sixers telling them, good job, guys, and patting them on the back.
Well, they've done a good job over the last few years.
I know, Elliot. Yeah. I know. You're so into how much money the Sixers have made and how they fill the stands.
I don't bring that up ever.
All of this. But that's what you really like, and that's all you're about. You're just about the show of it.
That's just wrong.
That's the point every freaking year, Elliot.
Yes.
Every year. I, honest to God, did you say it was a win last night?
Like, yeah. I look.
That with my freaking ears? You said it was a win last night?
Yes, I'm reacting to the game as if it was a win because the refs took that game from them.
Delusional world.
It's not delusional. They had that game won. They outplayed the Knicks for the entire game until the ref. Yes.
At that point, when they were leading all the way up until they gave the lead up. How about all the? Oh my God.
They didn't give the lead up. The refs gave the ball to the Knicks incorrectly.
Oh, would you stop
that is
it?
What happened.
Would you stop
well,
it?
Do we want to talk about it honestly, or just be mad that they lost to the Hawks a few thing. Years ago? What happened last night was they had that game won, and the refs took it from them. Okay, that's what happened.
Okay, that is so wrong. But even with the timeout, all right, if Nick Nurse, okay, I see the still shot for this half-ass timeout, right? If the refs didn't give him the first timeout, you're telling me on the second timeout he's not freaking out? You ever see Pete Carroll run up the freaking sidelines with
right.
the timeout and you think he's a freaking lunatic? What the hell are you talking about?
So you
about,
agree
Elliot?
The refs were incompetent. You agree
no,
with
they
me.
Incompetent.
You just
they're
said he has
play.
To overcome
they're
them not doing
the
a good
play,
job.
Elliot.
Is that not what you just
they're
said?
Watching the play. He needed to do what he needed to do.
But their job is also to be aware of a timeout. That is their job
is
as well.
Not their that, job.
Well, then how do they ever call a timeout? Like, how many timeouts are called without the guy tackling the ref? The ref missed that he called a timeout twice. And for what it's worth, Nick Nurse said he was looking right at him.
This person in Philadelphia. And, man, I respect you and I like you.
I like you, too.
You set the culture. You set this culture for the Sixers team. When Spike asked, am I all in or not all in, it's like, damn, I am all in because I'm emotional and I love this freaking team, but I have zero confidence.
Yeah, but, Scott, I also think the reason you should be all in is because they've been a title contender the last 6 years.
You just keep cutting
it off. They have not been a title contender.
They absolutely have been a title contender.
Thing is find ways to lose and ways to let us down.
I agree.
That's
it's frustrating.
The Sixers are, man. That's
I agree.
What they are. They do a great job during the season, stacking wins, and it's fun to bring my wife out on a date to the Sixers and dress up. All of that is cool. But year after year, they're losers, man. And I'm not even blaming Embiid or Maxey. I'm not blaming one individual person. I'm blaming the whole unit, man. Honestly, I think we're cursed for losing games on purpose. And we're never going to get over this hump until it's just all gone with and all new.
No more.
And I'm not an idiot, and I don't want to trade Embiid because I understand how awesome he is. But this is we're never getting over this hump, man. And last night, it just freaking hurt so bad again. So bad. I'm 30 seconds away from having a victory celebration with my wife. And then, bang, they steal my heart again. It's always the same nonsense, man. Love you guys.
My man.
Just have a nice day.
Thanks for the call, Scott. The curse thing, you got to drop the process.
Agreed, 100%.
You got to drop it. You got to let it go. It gets in the way of you enjoying the team. It gets in the way of you truly compartmentalizing what is happening on the team. Do you know that the Spurs, in part, got Tim Duncan and ended up being a dynasty because they lost games and they wound up with a good draft pick? Like, this has happened over and over again in the NBA. Hinkie got famous for it. They were bad for 3 years. 3 years. That's it. They were bad for 3 years. Do you know how long the Knicks have been bad for? Just because of operational incompetence? 20 years. The Lakers have been bad. Were prior to LeBron, terrible. In between Kobe at Kobe's prime and what happened
last
there.
2 years, they were terrible.
They were terrible. It just stop with the curse thing. Stop. I understand how it feels. If anyone understands the pain of these losses, it is me. I have lived and died with all of this, but we got to let go of the process stuff. It's over. It's preventing people from, you know, I see it's not just Howard either. The number of people when this team fails, they go, ha ha, I told you so, Embiid sucks. That is
a lot of it.
It's horrible. It's just like, I'm not judging how you consume. If that's how you enjoy sports, then that's fine. I never want anybody in this city on any of these teams to fail. I would largely prefer to be wrong on players that I don't think are any good. I was wrong about Bryce Harper. Like, when Bryce Harper got here and Nationals fans told us, oh, we won as soon as, you know, as soon as he, wait, oh, you're going to have a lot of fun with him, they rolling their eyes, I assumed he was a loser. When he showed up here with the Fanatic stuff, I was like, phony, loser, not a winner. And I was wrong. I was wrong about Nick Foles. Nick Foles won us a Super Bowl because I was wrong. It is glorious to be wrong about a local player that you think is bad and is actually good. And I just worry that there's so many people with process brain at this. It's years. We're like seven general managers from Sam Hinkie. Get over it. Relax.
And also, it worked. The process worked. The Sixers have been one of the best teams in the league over the past 6 years. That's just a fact. They haven't won it, which is true. But how many teams have won over the last 5 or 6 years? Like four? Some repeat champions in there? The Sixers.
There's not a repeat champion in there.
Trying to think. All right, so let's say six teams over the last 6 years.
Now, I don't think anybody's repeated since the Warriors.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right, but they don't have two in the last 6 years? Regardless, the point I'm making is, This idea that the Sixers are losers, they have come up small in big playoff moments, but they have repeatedly gotten to big playoff moments, where, to your point, Spike, the Knicks haven't come anywhere close to what the Sixers have accomplished over the last 6 years.
But why do they look more prepared for it?
They didn't look more prepared. The Sixers had the game won.
They made more winning plays late.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. If the timeout is given, the Sixers win the game. That's just a fact. The Knicks made bad plays throughout the game to put them into position where they need.
Open this window up. I'm jumping or I'm throwing him. One or the other. Either I'm jumping out the window into the Schuylkill.
Brunson made one good play.
I don't want to see you go out like that in the Schuylkill. Watch you dissolve.
It is a nice day, though. Yeah. It is a nice day. I mean, Brunson has been bad all two games.
Both games, yeah.
Is he a winner that tries hard, or did he get lucky and make one shot late? Like Embiid's outplayed him. Is Embiid more of a winner than Brunson? Yes. Maxey's outplayed him. Is Maxey more of a winner than Brunson?
Didn't Brunson win a national championship?
Yeah, at Nova.
Yeah. Well that counts too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. After
well,
last
they're no
night,
longer a Philly school.
Yeah, Nova's not a Philly school anymore.
Yeah, we will get into that. So, speaking of Joel Embiid, last night, Joel Embiid made a proclamation after the game, and there are some questions about what he said and about how he said it and how he looked when he said it. We will talk about that next on the Afternoon Show on 94 WIP.
Hey, it's engagement season. Fellas, are you guys looking to give that special someone a ring that will show her how much you love her? Well, working with the guys that I'm working with, we already have rings for that special someone. But you could give her a friendship ring if you need one. Now, the team at Marks, they have diamond consultants that can help you find the best ring for every budget. If you need wedding bands, guess what? Marks has you covered for that also. Marks offers Jewel Vision, the only way the two of you can customize the perfect matching wedding bands. Marks has it all, with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.